Okay, so my name's Alex Donaldson.
Alex.
And
nice
I will
you,
be
Alex.
Yeah, nice to meet you. And I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 9th of July 2009. And if you could just state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you come from.
Yes, I'm Dan French. I'm aged 51 and I'm from Baldock in Hertfordshire.
And how are you doing today?
Not at all, thanks.
So when did you initially hear about the project?
I saw a reference to it online and immediately clicked through to the application. And I wasn't actually thinking seriously about it. It was very much just a spontaneous thing. Never having done anything like this before, didn't really give it that much thought. And then you can imagine I was really amazed to find I got a place and suddenly woke up and thought, I better think about what I'm going to do.
So what inspired you to take part?
Well, as I say, it was really just a spur of the moment thing. It was just a whim. I saw the website explaining the project, and I just thought, you know, that's unusual. That's a bit of fun. That's different. And I thought, well, I'll give it a go. Nothing to lose, basically.
So what are you planning to do with your hour?
Right, well, I thought I would try and do something, hopefully, to be of interest to anybody watching. And so my theme is called Think Bubbles. And it's basically, it's a flip chart display, or sort of presentation, based on today, 9th of July, throughout history. So I've taken, you know, run events on this date, and sort of featuring them on pages of a flip chart. So, for example, today, I've just discovered, it's the 50th birthday of one of my favourite musicians, John Eddy, an American rocker. So happy birthday, John, if you're hearing this. but that's a very personal example. I mean, obviously, most of what I'm doing is sort of just general knowledge or general ignorance, depending on how people are up on history.
Based around what subject?
Oh, just anything. I just sort of searched through the internet. So, for example, you know, there's references to Wimbledon this day throughout history. There's references to royalty. There's hopefully, you know, a whole range of subjects. You know, just what you'd call general knowledge that anybody could find going to just Googling for 9th of July and seeing what happened.
What does history mean to you?
I never really pursued history sort of academically beyond sort of A-level time, but I've always taken an interest in our heritage. I'm a member of English Heritage, and my wife as well, she's sort of very into medieval history and Tudor history, that sort of thing. So it's kind of like a hobby, nothing too serious, just a bit of fun, just an interest.
And what kind of message are you trying to convey?
Well, as I say, I'm hoping that it'll be something. There'll be something of interest for people watching. That there should be, being a range of things. Hopefully, if anybody watches for the full hour, then they'll see at least one thing that might think, "Oh yeah, oh okay, that happened today. That's interesting." And if I achieve that, then I'll be happy.
And you mentioned the fact that you're part of the English Heritage.
Just a member, just a public member. So you know, we go and visit. Historical sites, you know, particularly we love sort of Tudor and medieval buildings, that sort of thing. When we have time, we haven't had much time to do that recently, but that's a hobby, and that's something we both enjoy doing.
So, when did you get involved in this, and what kind of significance does it have in your life?
In this project, or in
English Heritage.
Oh well, I suppose. I didn't join English Heritage until around the time I met my wife, because she was already a member. So we switched from her single membership to a joint membership, and we've kept it going ever since. I suppose before that, my parents were National Trust members, so there's that continuity from that as well. I obviously sort of soaked up a bit of that interest too.
And what are you aiming to walk away with after your hour today?
Well, it's quite a challenge for me personally, because I'm actually a very shy person. I'm not anybody that would put themselves literally on a pedestal like this. So part of me can't really believe I'm doing this. It's a very strange experience, but it's I'm enjoying it already, and hopefully we'll carry on. And yeah, it's just a chance for me to, I suppose, prove to myself I can do something out of the ordinary, you know, for me.
And are you doing it for anyone in particular?
I suppose I'm doing it first and foremost for myself, as I say, but I'm also in a way representing a couple of charities. I've got a t-shirt for the Save the Manatee organization in Florida, in the US, just to highlight the endangered species issue there for the manatees. I'm also only able to do this in this way because of the loan of the flip chart from an organization called the National Heart Forum, so my thanks to them for that. And one of the pages I've got prepared is alerting people to the benefits of the Diabetes UK Care Line for people suffering from diabetes.
Can you just briefly expand on the Manatee Club and your diabetes that you're part of?
Sure, yeah. My wife and I went to Florida a few years ago, and we saw manatees for the first time. We've had various experiences where the people lay on, you can go and swim with the manatees, that sort of thing, but mostly obviously just watching them normally in rescue areas. And we thought they were it was an issue that needed highlighting because they're not that well known in terms of conservation. But they are extremely endangered because they're very vulnerable, especially in the modern world. They suffer just from things like propellers from boats and so forth. They've got no defences, even though there's no active predators as such normally. But there is, there are species that we think obviously needs attention. My wife works for Diabetes UK, which is hence my interest with that, and I work myself for the National Heart Forum, so that's how I got the flip chart and wanted to say thanks to them for that.
And is this a kind of personal promotion for the various charities, or are you actually working with them?
It's just a personal interest in terms of the manatees, I actually work at the National Heart Forum, so it's my way of thanking them, but also giving them a little plug. And likewise on behalf of my wife of Diabetes UK.
And what, you said you're working at the Heart Forum?
National Heart Forum.
What does that mean to you, and how long have you been working there?
I've been there about 10 years. It's been, so it's obviously been a good long time. And it's been a very, very worthwhile time because there's been a lot of stability and continuity. We've been lucky in that, although it's a small team, there's very little turnover of staff, so there's a pretty good sense of morale and atmosphere and so on. Very decent people to work with, and although obviously I'm prejudiced and biased, I do believe they're doing some good work. So that's my take on them.
And with your, going back to your flip side, what you're actually doing on plinth,
mm-hmm.
Are you planning to engage with the audience?
Again, being quite a shy person, as I said, I'm really trying to put the focus the attention on the events that I'm highlighting rather than me as a person. So I'm hoping that people will look at the chart rather than the guy in that sense. If people find it interesting, and sort of take away even one event to think about or remember, then I'm very happy.
And what are your hopes and expectations?
Firstly, I was hoping that it would stay dry, which at the moment, touch wood, it looks like it is. So I'm very, very pleased about that already. I've got hopefully a couple of friends turning up to join my wife to give me some support. I'm a little preoccupied in thinking that, okay, because I've got a certain number of pages and a certain amount of time, I have to work out, obviously, how frequently to turn the pages over, that sort of thing. But that's not a big deal. I'll work that out as I go along. I'm very much seeing it as something that I'll have to improvise. You can't sort of structure something like this too much. It would take away all the fun. As I say, if all goes well like that, and other people seem to think it goes okay, then I'll be very happy.
And just to briefly touch on the kind of artistic nature of the project, is art something that's quite integral in your life?
Not that much, really. As I say, it's the first time I've ever done anything like this. I have a, I suppose, a sort of relatively amateur interest in some art, but I wouldn't say I'm a sort of, I wouldn't say I'm engaged in it that frequently or that often. No.
Okay. Well, do you have anything else to add?
No. It's just thank you very much for the opportunity to take part.
Great. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.